Unit 2. Colin Campbell is being interviewed about traffic in our cities.
I think part of the problem of traffic is that, perhaps well-founded or not, planners and architects believe and are taught that those problems are solvable. And
do you think they're irreversible at this point?
Well, it's a question that has to be decided upon, whether certain technological aspects have made things irreversible. Maybe the car has to be eliminated. There's certainly been proponents for that.
It dominates our life so much, especially in the cities. I'm sure that the major portion of a city's budget is directed towards street maintenance.
Well, it's interesting the way the car has a personal relationship to people, whether they park it around the corner or they want it next to their house or in their basement or next to the living room, whether they spend their time on Saturday polishing it or...
It's revealing psychologically, I think you're saying. And that might be a large part of the reason why it's so hard to make the change away from cars, is because people have put so much of their identity into it.
Maybe we have to consider the implications of the problems we're having with cars in such a large collective sense, what they indicate about society, psychologically maybe.
What is the impact of the automobile on our cities?
Well, the impact has resulted in a lot of congestion. We don't know what to do with it as well as where to put the car now that so many people have it.
How about environmentally? What's, you know, within the city?
Well, there's some interesting things about that. Some plants actually seem to thrive on the exhaust fumes of cars. While people don't necessarily do that, but plants certainly get off on some of the exhaust fumes.
What about the environment for the people? Say the buildings, and using like the sidewalks.
Well, there has been attempts to segregate the car more, to put it in an area where it's not in such immediate contact with people as well as buildings. And one of the problems with its contact with buildings is that there has been observed an element of decay in the structure as well as in the materials that make up the building.
Do you mean to say that the buildings are beginning to crumble?
Well, you can't go outside and see this, obviously, but over a period of time, that seems to be the situation.
So that eventually the cars could destroy our cities.
Well, they certainly could destroy the materials in the buildings. They could affect the health of the people. And maybe in some way they will actually destroy themselves.